Chairs No Waiting, episode number 445, Mayberry Days Report 2017. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the fine folks over at WeaversDepartmentStore.com. Drop by over at Weavers and check out the new Mayberry pennant. You can have a pennant hanging on your wall, show your Mayberry spirit right there. Or you might want to get Opie Slingshot. That's right. No shooting at mama birds. Go check out all the new stuff over at WeaversDepartmentStore.com. Two Chairs No Waiting is also supported by people just like you. The executive producer of Two Chairs No Waiting 445 is my lovely wife, Jan. Hello, everybody. I'm Alan Newsom, your host for Two Chairs No Waiting. Wow, we just got back from Mayberry Days in North Carolina. It's a yearly event. This was the 28th annual Mayberry Days, and it was my 25th to attend in a row. I missed the first three. Oh, I'm still hurting. But it was a great weekend. It always is. And so I wanted to give you just a little bit of a rundown of just some of the fun that was had during the show. I'm going to have to go fairly quickly because I'm going to run it through and give you an update. But then we've got some people that have called in with reports. I've got things to show you. We got Randy Turner with his This Week in Mayberry History. It's a jam-packed show. So let's get going. I'm going to play a little background music for us. I thought that sounds kind of Mayberry, nice, fun music. Folks, Mayberry Days is one of the best events we ever have. It's great. Mayberry Days, put on by the Surrey Arts Council of Surrey County, North Carolina. This year, it was September the 18th through the 24th in 2017. And if you ever want to find out more information about it, go to mayberrydays.com, and it'll take you to show you more. Friends, the weekend always really starts off. It starts off early now. That used to only start on Thursday, but now they've gotten to the point where they actually have stuff going on all week long. But the first thing I always attend is the Mayberry Days Golf Tournament. The golf tournament is a great event. You show up at the golf tournament, and you'll find folks walking around. You got tribute artists there. You got just fans of the show have gathered. You got the golfers who dress up. Some of them dress up in fun outfits. And you'll have just a great chance to see and visit with people as you go through the golf tournament. Now, the golf tournament is all morning on Thursday. The stars, the cast members, they come to the golf tournament to help kick it off. And there's always a big gathering there on the stage. It's not really a stage. It's really the porch. And each one of the actors, actresses, whoever might be attending for the golf tournament that morning, they are there sharing laughs, sharing smiles with us all, and just helping us have a good time to get the golf tournament off to a good start. So that's how it always starts at Mayberry Days. Now, my wife, Jan, was able to go and visit around town throughout the weekend. So she went downtown during the golf tournament. She didn't stay with me at the golf tournament because, as you might know, I do Floyd the Barber. So she's running around just checking out the sights downtown, running into everything from a rolling Mayberry Command Center, which looks like a 1963 camper that's painted up to look like the squad car was downtown. It was down there all weekend, and just sights to be seen around town. And that's what you can do on Thursday during the day. If you're not a golfer, you get there early and you head over to that. Then you can go to the that evening is the Mayberry Days. What's it called? The golf banquet, I suppose is what it's called. And you can go to that and enjoy yourself and have fun seeing the cast members, the tribute artists. We had Ronnie Shell there with us this year, Duke Slater from Gomer Pyle, Bettina Link. She was with us as she was a executive producer. Richard O. Link is his wife, a widow. Folks, it wasn't just them. There were people all around town, people that were there for Mayberry Days having a great time. The Goff Awards are presented and handed out to all the golfers. You have everything from a worst golfer or highest score is actually what it's called, the Barney Fife Esquire Award, all the way up to the actual winners. And the entertainers are there to entertain you. Had Leroy McNeese was there visiting with us all weekend. It was the first time Leroy had been in a couple of years. Rodney Dillard, the darling boy that played the guitar, he was there with us. As I mentioned, Ronnie Schell and Bettina Link, they were both there and said a few words. And we also had Karen Knotts. That's Don Knotts' daughter, in case you didn't realize it. Had Margaret Carey. Margaret called into the show last week, and we just might hear from her again today. Margaret's son, Eric, was there. He sang a song about Floyd's Barbershop. You know, we may have to check that out at some point. Maggie Peterson, Charlene, she is there. George Lindsay Jr., Gubason, as he says it. He was there with us and sang and put on a show. There's just so much going on. People just having a great time, visiting with one another, laughing, listening to Elvis, Michael Hoover sing. That's just all on Thursday. We haven't even really got started completely yet, because when you come around then to the trivia and around town on Friday, because when you get there on Friday, there is the Mayor's Proclamation, and you can head over, if you don't want to go to the Mayor's Proclamation or after it, you can head over and check out the Andy Griffith Playhouse. You can check out the statue over at the Andy Griffith Playhouse of Andy and Opie. That's there for you to do. There'll be people there playing. If you're just walking around, you're bound to see people playing bluegrass music, enjoying the beauty of the town too, because they decorate it up really nice. It's always very pretty location to see everything. And I just cannot describe the town of Mount Airy and how wonderful it is, especially during Mayberry days. You can go to the Snappy Lunch. You can drop by Floyd's Barber Shop and get you a haircut if you want to. You can drop by Opie's Candy Store. Definitely you're going to end up dropping by over at the Earl Theater, because they're going to have all kinds of cool stuff going on at the Earl. This week they were showing, No Time for Sergeants. That was being shown. And you just might run into people like Otis just walking through town. He'd be there. You're definitely going to run into some of the nice, wonderful people that you see every year at Mayberry Days. They're always out on the street visiting. You might even see Ernest T. Bass walking around, and he's a nut, I'll tell you that much. There's Mayberry squad cars around. You can go on a squad car tour if you'd like to. There's always... I said it in an interview that was on a television station, that the town of Mount Airy becomes Mayberry for the weekend. And that is so true, because you will be able to see and do things that are so much like the things on the Andy Griffith Show. And that's on Friday. The big event on Friday is always the trivia contest. So the trivia contest was well attended this year. We had a youth and a adult edition. Adult, I mean the normal trivia. It wasn't the youth trivia. Our young man won the youth trivia, and he was automatically put into the trivia contest for the adult trivia version, the full version. He made it into that, and it was a lot of fun, folks. We do it different than we used to do it. We take all the past winners of the Mayberry Days trivia contest. They can't compete in the first portion of the trivia because they're already in the finals. They go straight to the finals. So we have them on stage. There's 10 people. We do it like Jeopardy. It's a lot of fun. But even if you don't enjoy trying to answer the questions or don't think you can go there. The tribute artists are there, and they read the questions out loud. You can either answer them as they're asked by running down there and doing your answer, or you can just sit back and enjoy yourself and have a good time. This year, we had a repeat winner once again. It was the same fellow that won it last year. So, Jim, congratulations to winning the contest. He won for the second year in a row. And, you know, that's a big event to actually win twice in a row, the trivia championships. But he did it, and I definitely want to – I want to encourage you, if you go next year, to try to just attend the trivia contest, because it's fun. After the trivia contest, the folks from the Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board chapter gather on the hillside and get our group picture made. Now, it's not just them. It's people who listen to this podcast. It's people who are on the internet with us that never actually see each other. This gives everybody a great opportunity to get to meet each other. That night kept going. You know, there was a Leroy McNeese concert that was happening at the same time as the trivia. So if you don't like the trivia, you can go over and listen to Leroy. Of course, Rodney Dillard and his band had put on a show at 1 o'clock as well. Karen Knotts did a show on Friday. All these things were going on all on Friday. There was so much to do. There was free things. There were things that you could do that were actual shows that you pay to go in and see. But there were just so many opportunities to have a good time there in Mayberry Days. Now, one of the things I got to do, because of Weaver's Department Store, and because Weaver's Department Store helps support the Surrey Arts Council, we got to go to a little reception that they had for the some of the folks that were doing things for Mayberry Days itself. And as part of that, we got to be able to see George Lindsay Jr. He was downstairs of the Andy Griffith Museum. It's called the Andy Griffith Theater, is what they call it. And he was posing with a big cutout of his dad. And that was really, really fun. David Browning and myself got our picture made with George standing there with the cutout. And it was real special. But the real thing that was nice that night is they had invited a lot of Andy Griffith's family to come to the Mayberry, or to the Andy Griffith Museum, and let them in to see everything that had happened, or the way that they had redone the Andy Griffith Museum. And friends, if you have not seen that yet, it is something you need to see, because I know I've already talked about this in a previous podcast, but it is a sight to behold. One of the things that was done over the weekend is Bettina Link presented the Andy Griffith Museum with actual sheriff's badges that were used on the Andy Griffith Show. When Dick Link left, or when the show ended, the prop master gave Dick two badges. He gave him the sheriff's badge and the deputy badge. So they're both there at the Andy Griffith Museum now, and thanks to Bettina Link, Dick Link's widow, they're both there, and they are notarized that they are the real deal, that these are 100% the real props from the Andy Griffith Show. And wow, they are cool to see. If you haven't seen them, that alone is almost enough to go there. You get to see the letter from Richard Link stating that they're real. The sheriff's badge is actually on Andy's shirt, and the deputy badge is in the same case, but behind it. And you walk around behind Andy's shirt, and you can see the deputy badge. So, folks, I just can't explain enough how much fun some of this stuff is to just see. If you have not seen it, I was lucky enough to be in there and able to look around at things and see people like Karen Knotts in there looking at her dad's memorabilia. You know, she was actually taking pictures of stuff in there. Andy Griffith's daughter was in there as well with us, and Ronnie. They were looking at stuff that their dads had looked at. I just think that's cool. George Lindsay Jr. was in there as well, being able to look at his dad's stuff. Clint Howard, Ron Howard's brother, he was there as well, and he was walking around looking at things. He would see things and go, "Oh, I remember that jacket. I remember that jacket." And he was seeing things that Ron had worn, seeing pictures of Ron wearing a jacket or a shirt, and realizing that that was, oh, that's the jacket he wore to the senior prom. I remember that. So it was fun to be able to stand around and hear him tell stories about the things. I asked him, there is a gavel and some stuff that was on the desk of the Andy Griffith Show that is there in the, that's the real ones that were there on the show, and they're there in the museum. And I asked him, did you ever play with the gavel? He said, oh yeah, I used to get that thing and hit it. And the phone, he said, the candlestick phone, because there's one of those there as well. And he was pointing them out and talking to me about it. Very nice guy, by the way. He said he also played over in the jail cell. He and Ron used to get in the jail cell there on the set and play inside the jail cell. So he was telling us stories about that. It was a very nice experience for me. I've never had anything like that happen. And I want to thank you. You guys are kind of what makes these kind of things possible for me. And, you know, and I hope me at least being able to tell you the stories about seeing these things and being a part of them, that you get some kind of satisfaction of hearing the stories and knowing that you have some part in me being able to be there to watch George Lindsay talk about his dad's. He's got a whole section there with his Goober suit and also a suit that he used to wear as Goober on the Andy Griffith Show. They have Goober's actual Goober beanie that was bronzed. They have a bronzed version of George Lindsay's Goober beanie that's there. And getting to look at that with George is just something really, really special. But folks, anyway, I digress. We've got to keep moving. We're only on Friday night. My goodness. Sorry about that. We haven't even talked about the parade yet. So the next morning, we headed over to the Mayberry Parade. Now, Betty Lynn had been a little bit under the weather. So she made an appearance at the parade and was in her car and went through the parade. But that was basically the only time we saw her throughout the weekend. But there were, of course, squad cars in the parade. There were folks dressed up. We even had Big Maud. Big Maud was in the parade making her debut. And it was a lot of fun. It could have been Ralph Henderson, but I think it was Big Maud the whole time. She was there. Of course, all the cast members, Ronnie Shell was there. Opie was there. He was riding with a little girl that evidently had punched him and gave him a black eye. So it was Helen's niece, I do believe. Barney David Browning was riding through the streets in a golf cart that looks like a Mayberry squad car, laughing and making folks smile. And that's what it's all about. Jan, Leroy McNeese's wife, she was the pickle queen. Pickle queen. She has done that for several years. We had 1965 squad cars. Joy Ellison was there. She was she played all the little kid parts. She was the Scobie's daughter. You know, I mean, she did a bunch of roles on the Andy Griffith Show. She got to come this year. She is a dialect coach. Dialect? Is that right? Yes, dialect coach, not a dialogue coach. You explain the difference to that. Dialogue is the actual word you're saying. Dialect is the way that you say them. So it's a speech coach. Yeah, so anyway, she was there, but that's what she does for a living now. But the Mayberry Days parade was very long. A lot of folks riding through the parade and being part of it. Dixie was there, Andy's daughter, and she was one of the fun girls. So if you saw the fun girls running around there in Mayberry, one of those fun girls was Andy Griffith's daughter. So that was pretty, that's pretty cool. The parade's always a lot of fun for people. I've said a lot of fun a ton of times, I think. There was a new one this year that we had. We had the actual shoe salesman. He was with us this year walking through the parade. He was there selling his shoes. And I got my boy Norman. We're going to drop by the hotel later and play a little Saxomania for him. Sergeant Carter was making Gomer do his routines going down the street and falling in and everything. There was even this year, we even had Mr. Tucker. He's been there a couple of years now, but he was in the parade. We had Ronnie Felker and his wife, Elise. They were there as Barney and Thelma Lou walking through the parade. Clint Howard. Folks, again, the parade is so long, I can't even begin to give you all the details of what was there. Definitely something you don't want to miss if you make it to Mayberry Days. And on, I'm going to have to skip some stuff because we just got too much going on. Clint Howard was the subject of Neil Brower's lecture during the Professor Brower's class. And, you know, that was that's always a highlight when you have that section going on. I didn't get to attend that because that's the same time as Colonel Timms. But Clint was there. He had actually left a movie that he is filming to be able to come to Mayberry Days. He was hoping to come last year and was unable to come because he was working. But this year he made special effort to come and be a part of Neil Brower's segment of Mayberry Days. Clint is an absolute wonderful person. I just have to tell you, he is so nice. We had the Rio and Rogers Club meeting, had a couple of awards. I want to make sure I get those in because those are always big. We had chapter reports from everybody. You know, everybody gives a chapter report that's there. All the different chapters get up and discuss and give information. We gave away two awards. One of them, Otis Presents, is the Mayberry Friendship Award. Now, the Mayberry Friendship Award went to Steve and Kathy Hinckley. Now, they were not in attendance, so we presented it to them later in the day. But Otis did read the award. The other major award that's always given out during the Rio Rogers Club meeting is the Jim Schwanke Award. Now, Jim Schwanke was a man who exhibited the Mayberry spirit. It was just selfish. Not selfless, not selfish, selfless in his giving related to the Andy Griffith Show and just as his own personal life. This year, the award went to a very deserving recipient. Her name is Nancy Thornton, and she got the Jim Schwanke Award. And Jim was the presiding goober or the president of the Mayberry Texans from Houston, Texas. He passed away several years ago, and that's when the award began. And the trophy, the plaque, the Jim Schwanke Award is in the shape of a Stetson hat. That's what the hat, what it looks like. So anyway, Nancy Thornton, congratulations. You are well-deserved this award. I know it took her by surprise. She was very choked up about it. And we, you know, who wouldn't be? So then we had the chapter leaders all got together for our big photo that we always do. And then finally, folks, Colonel Timms, the evening version. There's always two Colonel Timm events. So we had the show for Colonel Timms that went on that night. We did a routine with Barney that was the 23rd Psalms. Oh, man, Colonel Timms is about a 2.5-3 hour long show. We can't seem to cut down to make it shorter, but it's always a lot of fun to do these events. It's always special and it's always sad when it's over, but the cast members appeared, you know, the tribute artists were there. They did the Gomer induction as a deputy, you know, deputy front and center. That whole scene was done. Maggie Peterson sang for us. She sang some jazz songs. Goober, George Lindsay Jr., I said, shouldn't call him Goober. He and his buddy Eric, Eric is Margaret Carey's son. They did a great routine out there with us. Folks, there's nothing about Mayberry Days that I think you'd be disappointed in if you were able to make it. Sergeant Carter got Gomer into the Marine Corps. We had the fun girls were on stage. It was just, I just can't describe it. I know this is not even a good report, tell you the truth. I cannot describe the joy and happiness that I get out of being a part of Mayberry Days. I just can't. There's just too much. I want you to head over to MayberryDays.com or .org. Both take you to the same place. Check out. There are going to be photos there. I guarantee you. If there's tons of stuff right now on Facebook that are pictures. I'll be posting more pictures of it because my wife took all these pictures, 1,600 pictures that she took over the weekend. And I will be posting them on Facebook. If you're on Facebook, you'll see them. If you're not on Facebook, I'll have links in our show notes that link back to the Facebook galleries. So that'll just give you some idea of the fun you can have at Mayberry Days. Not knocking any of the other events. Mayberry in the Midwest is awesome. The Troy event's great. There are many great Mayberry events, but Mayberry Days is kind of the daddy of them all. And it's really fan-based because when you attend every year, you get to see fans. So let's go in here. I've got some voicemails from people. So let's go in here. This first one is from a guy you might know. It's Randy Turner. Now he says it's Randy Turner, but it's kind of cut off at the beginning. But let me see if I can get us to him so that he can share some of his thoughts about it as well. So Randy, I'm gonna let you take it away.
Turner, Alan asked that people call in and give a report about their experiences at Mayberry Days, and I wanted to take a moment to do that. We had a fantastic time. A buddy of mine came down with me. We had a great time, as we always do. We took a long detour on the way there and went through Morgantown, West Virginia. We were able to procure a loaf of Salt Rising bread, the type that Barney mentioned, and dogs. I never tasted it, and we were able to get a loaf of that. We obviously saw the Don Knotts statue in Morgantown, saw Don Knotts Boulevard, found Fife Street. We tried in vain to find his house that he grew up in. I think it's been torn down. I had a photo of what it looked like, and we drove the street several times and never could find it. If you've not been to Mayberry Days, I'd really encourage you to go. There's a lot to do, not only at the festival, but in the area. We always go up to the Blue Ridge Parkway, and some beautiful views up there, in addition to the little community of Mayberry, which is definitely worth the drive up. We attended several events at Mayberry Days, including the VW Boys, Colonel Tim's Talent Show. Certainly a highlight for me was I finally got to meet Sarah Blaine, Miss Mayberry, and got my picture taken with her, and I really appreciate her. And it was great to finally get to actually meet her. And I also wanted to give a shout out to the tribute artist. You know, the people there just do a great job and really work hard. I mean, I was thinking about that on Saturday night after Colonel Tums. You know, they'd been up since the crack of dawn. They'd done the parade. They'd been working on the street. And then they did, you know, 2-3 hour shows almost back to back. You know, really, we all owe a big debt to them. I think we all really owe an especially large debt to Alan and his lovely wife, Jan. I mean, they put in a lot of work to keep the Mayberry community alive and thriving. And I just wanted to say I really appreciate both of them. All right, take care. If you've not been to Mayberry Days, you need to get down there. It is a blast. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you, Randy, for that report. Randy also went when he was there and went to, I forgot the name of the place, Hillbilly Hot Dogs, I do believe the name of it. And it looks, he told me about it, and then he sent me a picture. Folks, it looks like a junkyard with a school bus in it. And evidently that is where they cook the hot dogs. It looks like, the school bus looks like it has been in a wreck, and it's in a junkyard with junk all around it. I can't describe it to you. You almost have to see the picture. You might be able to Google Hillbilly Hot Dogs and see it. But Randy went there and actually ate there. And he said he had read about it. I was like, why in the world would you have stopped at the place that looks like that and eaten? I would have never done that. Anyway, so Randy's in great stuff there. We've got some more reports. Let me go ahead and let you hear these. So here's another report. This is from Steve.
Hey, Floyd. Indiana Steve here. Just wanted to say thanks to all the people who posted pictures and stories of their adventures in Mayberry this past weekend. Also, a great big thank you to Floyd and Alan for the many live broadcasts from Mount Airy of all the events going on. Made me feel a part of this great weekend, even though I wasn't able to attend. But by golly, I plan on being there next year. Hope everyone made it home safely, and I can't wait to hear more about what you did and who you met, plus pictures. Post lots of pictures. See you all in the chat room tonight. Bye now.
All right. Thanks, Steve. He is in the chat room. It's good to have you here with us. I'm glad you enjoyed the pictures. I posted a lot of pictures and did some videos as well. You guys can go over to twochairsnowaiting.com. Go to our Facebook group, and it's facebook.com/twochairs. You can watch the videos there. You can see them. All right. So here's another voicemail we got.
Yes, this is Keith Underwood from Clinton, North Carolina. I just attended my third Mayberry Days, and this year I took my nephew with me to his first Mayberry Days, and they get better and better every year, and my nephew had a great, great time. We got to meet all the stars, have some nice interchanges with them and talking, and the town was just super. We had a great time. The museum renovations were awesome, and can't wait to get back next year. So we had a wonderful time. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Keith. I've been wanting to hear those. If you have more reports, I would love to hear from you with your reports about Mayberry Days. I got this final report that it was a voicemail that I think you will know who this person is.
Hi, this is Margaret Carey, also known as Tinkerbell, also known as Bess Muggins in The Christmas Show, also known as Helen Scobie in Andy Forecloses. And my voice is sort of maybe almost back, but I did want to call and let you know that I am alive. We made it back just fine, Eric Norquist, my son and I, and we had a great time, except the last day. I had such fun tap dancing and talking to everyone. And next, I want to say it went smoothly, beautifully. I loved it. And for Ken to get an award, I mean, we have a saying backstage that Ken will do it and do it right. He was right there with the cues for my dance, tap dancing, and for having the videotape. He's just absolutely marvelous. And the other thing that I want to say is the museum. I had happy tears as I went through the new museum as it's set up. Just congratulations to everything, everyone, and you, Floyd. Thank you. And y'all pray for me now you're here. This is Margaret Carey. Talk to you later. Bye.
Margaret, thank you for calling in. Margaret had lost her voice, and that's the reason she was saying she was fine. She lost her voice in Colonel Tim's on Saturday night. She really didn't say anything because she could barely talk, but she actually tap danced. And Margaret is 88 years old. She was out there tap dancing for us, still entertaining. Great. Now, she did mention that Ken got an award. I did not mention that. Ken White, he is a fixture at Mayberry Days. He's been around since the very beginning, 28 years ago. He works for the Surrey Arts Council, and he won the You're the Cats Award. Now, You're the Cats is an award presented by the We're the Cats chapter. I hope I'm saying that right. It's Ron and Terry Quincy from up in Canada. And they, in coordination with the Surrey Arts Council and the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club, present this award every year to some deserving person who does things behind the scenes to make Mayberry Days even better. And this year, it honors that, and it also honors Betty Lynn at the same time. The You're the Cats Award went to Ken White. Ken is the sound man, he doesn't just do sounds, pop popcorn, cleans, he does everything there at the Surrey Arts Council. And Ken is a fixture of Mayberry Days. He's a very humble man and is well deserved his award. So congratulations to Ken White. All right. So I believe that is all we have about Mayberry Days. Well, it's all I have time to tell you. We're 35 minutes in and we still haven't gotten to this.
Welcome to This Week in Mayberry History, a report by special correspondent Randy Turner of the Gomer and Cooper Pyle Comic Book Literary Guild of the Mayberry Historical Society.
On September the 24th, 1964, the first spinoff of the Andy Griffith Show premiered. Gomer Pyle, USMC, proved to be an immediate hit and remained so for all 5 years of its run. Gomer was played by Jim Nabors, who had joined the Andy Griffith Show midway through season 3. By the beginning of the 4th season, the decision had already been made to spin the character off into his own show. The spinoff's concept was heavily reliant on No Time for Surgeons, the 1955 play Andy Griffith had starred in as Will Stockdale in TV, Broadway, and film. Both No Time for Surgeons and Gomer Pyle USMC tell the story of a simple and naive but honest country bumpkin who enters the military and is confronted with a way of life contrary to anything he has ever experienced. Will Stockdale also served as a constant source of exasperation for his commanding officer, just as Gomer would later for Gunnery Sergeant Vince Carter. The pilot was actually filmed in 1963, with the producers holding the episode back to air as the season finale of the 4th season on May the 18th, 1964. In the pilot, Andy tricked Sergeant Carter into believing that Gomer was actually the son of a General Lucius Pyle, resulting in Carter helping Gomer through the process. But when the spinoff started in September, Gomer was portrayed as just another recruit in Sergeant Carter's eyes. Carter seemed to have just met him as a new recruit and did not know his name, ignoring the trickery involving Lucius Pyle in the pilot. Seeing the series as a positive publicity tool, the military granted total cooperation, meaning the show's producers had unlimited access to actual military equipment. The opening credits and parts of the series, especially early on, were shot at the U.S. Marine Corps Recruit Depot in San Diego. For most scenes set in the exteriors around the barracks, a set of Quonset huts was built in the same 40-acre backlot where the exteriors for the Andy Griffith Show were shot. The Quonset huts sat right across the road that ran in front of Wally's service station. Many writers, directors, and actors from the Andy Griffith Show also worked on Gomer Pyle USMC. Aaron Rubin, who created the spinoff, is often described as the driving force behind the Andy Griffith Show. Rubin also wrote for his spinoff, as did regular Mayberry writers, especially Bill Idelson and Sam Bobrick, who wrote 15 episodes, or 10% of the entire series themselves. Kobe Ruskin, who had directed 18 Mayberry episodes, served as the primary director for the first 4 seasons of Gomer Pyle USMC. Series regular Ronnie Schell, who played Gomer's more streetwise friend, Duke Slater, had appeared in the Andy Griffith Show twice in different roles. Sergeant Carter's chief rival, Staff Sergeant Hacker, was played by Alan Melvin, who had appeared in Mayberry 8 times as different characters. Sergeant Carter's girlfriend, Bunny, was played by Barbara Stewart, who had appeared in Mayberry as the criminal Pat Blake, pretending to be with a TV crew interested in making the series Sheriff Without a Gun. Gomer Pyle USMC was an immediate hit and finished its first year at number 3 of the Nielsens. During its 5-year run, it never dropped out of the top 10 and was the second most watched program in the country its final season. That's it for this week. As always, thanks for listening. And remember to take Andy's advice and go out there and act like somebody.
All right. Thank you, Randy. Randy does a daily dose of Mayberry history. If you want to make sure you don't miss any of it, you send an email to turnersgrade@gmail.com. And you can make sure you never miss any of this week or today in Mayberry history, not this week, today in Mayberry history that he publishes at the Gomer and Goober Pyle Comic Book Literary Guild. Folks, it was a great Mayberry Days. I know this report did not do it justice. I want to thank the folks that called in. I want to thank Margaret Carey, especially a cast member who called in. She's going to be going on the Mayberry cruise with us this year. So we'll be doing an interview with her during the cruise. And so it'll be here on the podcast at some point thereafter. And I definitely want to encourage you to try to make plans to go with us on the cruise, too. A great event there as well. And it's very relaxing. Mayberry Days is very busy. A very busy event. It depends. Well, you can be as busy as you want to be. For the tribute artist, we're pretty busy. So there's a lot of work that goes into it. Friends, I want to thank you again for showing up and being here and listening to the show and being a part of it. And I want to encourage you to let me hear from you. You can email me at floyd@imayberry.com, but I'd like it better if you'd call me at 888-684-8415 and leave a message like some of the folks did tonight. I always want to hear from you, and I know the other folks would too. They like to hear your voice instead of mine. So please give me a call. Drop by over at twochairsnowaiting.com, and all the contact information is there, just in case you forgot. And folks, until next time, I'll be right here in Mayberry waiting to see you, and we'll see you then. Have a great one.